You know what this week is?
Co-host in crisis?
No.
Okay.
It's Fifth Wednesday, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that means?
Free comics.
No.
Oh.
It means ridiculous comics.
Oh. Annuals?
No. Well, yeah, I guess a couple annuals.
You know what happens on Fifth Wednesdays?
What?
Ronnie goes to Kickstarter.
Well, I think you might be a little preoccupied with some of these comics coming out.
Hit me.
Okay, we got your DC collaboration books.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got Superman and Top Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think Shane Davis is he did the art on the first two Superman Earth One books.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. He was doing like a book for Image that sort of just vanished. So
which one was that?
I just forgot what it was called. Accend or something.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. We got a Nightwing Megilla Gorilla book.
All right. I like me some Megilla Gorilla.
I like me some non bullcrap Nightwing.
So you like Rick?
we'll get there.
Okay.
I like another one we're getting, Green Lantern Huckleberry Hound.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it looks like it's Jon Stewart from the very small thumbnail image that I'm seeing.
That's like two worlds colliding anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks like it's in like a 1960s like Vietnam protest. So I don't know what's going on.
In Arkansas.
Is it?
Well, I mean, it's Huckleberry Hound, so it has to be in the deep south, you know?
Yeah.
Alabama, Arkansas, somewhere.
Now.
Deeper south than Missouri.
Mm. So, are you ready for this one? This is... I am looking forward to this book more than I think I've looked forward to a weird book in a very long time.
Okay, I'm ready.
Deathstroke Yogi Bear.
Oh, I did see, like, previews of that.
It looks like instead of just stealing picnic baskets, Yogi Bear is kidnapping people.
Yeah.
That he looks like completely psychotic.
Yeah.
So Ranger Smith, right, from Yogi Bear?
Yeah, Ranger Smith.
Yeah. Hires Deathstroke to stop Yogi Bear.
Because he actually looks like a real bear, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It doesn't look like, you know, hey, boo-boo.
I knew one of us was going to do that. I'm just so glad it was you, not me.
Yeah, it looks... Man, I cannot wait for this to come out.
That's going to be awesome. So is that this week?
Yeah, it comes out this one. Well, I came out yesterday.
Okay.
Duh. Don't you remember reading these books?
No, but I'm looking forward to it.
And I think I saw that there's a backup story in all of them involving Secret Squirrel.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a character that you don't hear a lot of when people talk about old cartoons.
Yeah.
Dang. So that means I'm going to have to read them all just to read the backup story for Secret Squirrel. Well,
listen, you're going to read them all anyway. I think by name alone... The Superman Top Cat is probably the one I'm looking forward to the least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I would probably say Deathstroke and Yogi Bear. And then Nightwing and Megilla Gorilla.
Yep.
And then what was the other one?
Green Lantern, Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah. Well, maybe that might be 2A, actually. Because you know how ridiculous that's going to be.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's going to be, like, high... tuned in with the times of Nam, so it might be the most serious one. Does that count?
Mm. Oh, okay. I just found a description. Apparently, it does take place right, you know, in the 70s. Uh-huh. John Stewart is returning from a recent Vietnam.
Okay, which makes sense.
And he's now a member of the Green Lantern Corps, and he's contemplating what, if anything, he should do about the issues tearing his country apart. And then, you know, Huckleberry Hound is against the Vietnam War, and a visit back home to Mississippi puts him face to face with the civil rights movement.
See?
What can one man and a hound do?
Does that mean that John Stewart's against the Vietnam War too, then?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, I mean, I'm sure everybody was against the Vietnam War, even if you were in the Vietnam War.
I mean, not everybody, but
Dude, a lot of can it. You think about if you're 16 years old and you're like going over there? You wouldn't want to be there.
Right, but there were still war profiteers. They weren't against it.
Well, yeah. We're not all Tony Starks. But, yeah, I see your point. So, yeah. But, yeah, definitely the Superman one is definitely going to be the least excited one.
Mm.
Is there a description for that one?
For which one?
The Superman.
Superman Top Cat, let me see.
It has to take place with, like, news reporting, I bet.
It's Superman versus Superfood with Top Cat caught in the middle. While searching for his missing friend Benny, TC uncovers a dietary danger that threatens the healthier portions of mankind. And it's up to the Men of Steel to stop the probiotic menace of Kalian. In the salad bar, no one can hear you scream.
See, and if Mr. Mizzleplit comes, I will not be surprised.
Okay, that one does look... I'm slightly more interested in that than that was. And the Magilla Gorilla Nightwing one. When a famous Hollywood talent agent is found brutally murdered, suspicion and evidence seem to point to this his most famous client, Oscar-winning actor Magilla Gorilla. Dick Grayson, already in Tinseltown to meet with the agent, senses something suspicious. Donning his Nightwing costume and joining forces with the simian suspect, he's got one night to prove that this monkey doesn't belong in a cage. Who wrote these descriptions? Holy crap.
The only thing better than that description would be if Nightwing was in his disco costume.
No, he's not. He's in...
God damn it.
Yeah.
Because he's in Tinseltown. Who calls it Tinseltown anymore?
I don't know. Normal people?
Normal people call it?
Abnormal people?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Who's writing Deathstroke, does it say?
It looks like Frank Thierry and Mark Tissera.
I'm all over that one. Because Frank Thierry's like... Because he writes Pestilence and...
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, that one's going to be totally insane.
Yes. I'm eagerly awaiting these.
Yeah.
I'm super excited to have already read these.
We know that you don't read comics, so it's okay.
Hey, man, I read a whole bunch of comics.
Oh, me too. I did my homework.
Uh-oh, which one did I tell you to read?
Supergirl.
Shoot.
Well, you were caught up on it, I think.
I think I'm one behind, but I'm good enough.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll kick it off with talking about that, since you've already read it.
Okay.
You're right. Like, since it integrated with action and Superman,
mm-hmm.
it kind of feels like it has the tone of, like, Batgirl and Batgirl and the Birds of Prey. Ish. Like, where it's kind of teeny, but not too teeny to where I nope out of it.
Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah, so it's like a palate cleanser type.
Yeah.
Type book, yeah. And the cover art's been fantastic on them, too.
I'm blanking on the covers myself right now, but...
The latest one is black and white with, like, her shield is the only thing that's in color.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not behind on that.
I told you you weren't. I didn't think you were.
I don't remember. Listen, I don't know what the heck is going on.
I don't know what your problem is.
My problem is I'm so excited about Deathstroke Yogi Bear that nothing else is registering in my brain.
So what book that you read that you want to talk about or, knowing you, yell about? Did you read Silencer?
Did I read Silencer? I think I did.
Oh, my God.
Did I read Silencer?
Because if I explain it to you, it's going to spoil it if you hadn't.
I don't think I read Silencer.
Okay.
You know why I don't think I read Silencer? Because I was too busy reading, like, the last, I don't know, 10 or 12 issues of Teen Titans.
Okay.
I'm now fully caught up on Teen Titans.
Teen Titans and Titans, or just Teen Titans?
No, just Teen Titans.
Okay.
I wanted to catch up because the Adam Glass run.
Yes. Okay.
I enjoy it. That's all. I also read
Wait. You can't gloss over that. I really liked how what's his name? Roundhouse? Is that what it is? Like, he was like, well, I didn't figure you guys cared anyway.
Yeah, you know what? I think I have a slight issue with that whole thing, but I can't decide yet, if you know what I mean.
Nope.
Okay.
So Try it again.
So they put a character in the book that is totally ridiculous and useless, right?
Well, you know
right off the bat, he's going to be the one to die because there's going to be someone that has to die and it's going to be him.
Yes, because he would be a kid that got superpowers today.
Right.
Yes.
So he dies, expectedly. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, all right, whatever. He was here. He was not here. Now you get rid of him and Kid flashes, whatever. And he doesn't have to worry about being there with, you know, the only sticking around because Robin accepted him onto the team as well. Okay.
Right.
So then 2 issues later, not even like a while later, you know, 2 issues later, he's like, oh, I got to go tell his parents that he's dead. And he answers the door and he's just like, yeah, I'm just hanging out. My parents were super mad and won't let me out of my house.
It's not 2 issues, is it? It's only one, right?
No, there was 1 issue where he was not there. And then it was the second issue after that I thought that he showed back up.
Okay. Because Adam's only done the three right?
In the annual. Right.
The annual and then two.
No, three, because one just came out.
Okay.
Didn't it?
The one that just came out is when he went and talked to him.
Yeah, isn't that the third one that he did after the annual?
No, the third one counting the annual.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, so maybe it was only one issue.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's more than 3 issues total, but I don't know. I don't like that it was like super fat. Like, yeah, you got rid of the character that the one guy in the book that was kind of annoying.
Bouncing Boy.
And then he just shows right back up.
That's who he reminded me of, is Bouncing Boy from Legion, superhero. Basically
what he is, right?
Yeah, with today's millennial attitude.
Just a stupid suit. And I like how he gets thrown like a bowling ball. Look,
you can't talk about a little kid like that, you bully.
Hey, I can talk about whatever I want. I have kids.
Yeah.
I did, though, the one thing I did like about Roundhouse was the scene where he was telling everybody how mad his parents were at him.
Yeah.
And it's like going one by one, and each one of the Titans are just like, yeah, my parents are dead. My parents, you know, like, my parents abandoned me. My parents tried to murder me. Yeah, mine too. It's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. My dad's an asshole.
Yeah.
Or wanted by the global, whatever she said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lobo's daughter.
Yep.
Yeah, I really...
My mom tried to kill me. Oh, I guess my dad did too.
Yeah. I'm really liking this, like, when I first started reading this book.
Okay.
Because then after a while, it kind of dropped off and, like, kept sliding down the read pile.
That's why I kind of fell way behind on it. That I liked it when it first started. And then I was just like, you know what? I read so much. I'm not super thrilled with it. So I'm not going to go out of my way to rush into reading it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think where it stands right now, it's definitely back towards the top of my read pile.
Yeah, I agree. Since it's from my first round draft pick that I picked to write a DC book.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God, you forget everything.
Did we do a fantasy draft?
Yeah.
I know.
No, you don't. You don't remember.
No, I have no idea what we're talking about right now.
All right, so you got caught up on Titans, and you're enjoying it better than you were.
Mm-hmm.
You're caught up on Supergirl, and you enjoyed it better than you were.
Yeah, well, I'm reading it, so that's more than I was.
Yeah, right. What about Action? Did you read the latest Action?
No, I did not. Action and Superman behind on each.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember if there was a specific reason why I didn't read them, but I kind of just put them aside and I'm like, oh, let me do this other stuff because Ronnie told me I need to read these other books.
Yeah, because you always do what I tell you to do.
Not always, but I was like, you know what? No, last week I told you to read Supergirl. You told me to read Teen Titans and you told me to catch up.
Yeah.
So I did that too.
Yeah.
and I'm fully caught up on Nightwing.
All right, hang on. Before we dive into Nightwing,
okay,
we both had our doubts on Bendis on Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you haven't read it, but this last issue of Action
gave you back those doubts?
No.
It
re-solidified him writing it.
Okay.
Because the explanations that he gives for her not contacting him right away and all that
is
pretty solid.
Okay. I'm looking forward to reading it probably 3 months from now.
Yeah. About when Action 2000 comes out.
No, I'll get there way before then. Maybe like 11/26.
Maybe Detective 1000.
Yeah. I got to pre-order those, don't I? Well, those haven't been solicited yet, have they?
Nothing.
We're still, like nine issues away?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I have to get a bunch of blank covers.
For C2E2.
Yeah, for everything.
All right, Nightwing.
Okay. I don't like it.
What? Why?
Yeah. Well, this
can't
is
can't just
why.
Be like people on Twitter and just say, I don't like it.
Sure I can. Isn't that better, though, if I just say, I don't like it and leave it at that, than being like people on Twitter and scream? Who's writing it? Benjamin Percy?
No. Scott Liddell's writing it.
Oh, yeah. And I go on and I'm like, I'm going to burn your house down.
Well, yes, because you're not you are an asshole, but you're not like that asshole.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
what
so
did they say in Guardians of the Galaxy? I'm a dick, but I'm not 100% dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the thing. I like my Todds to be dicks, and I like my dicks to be Nightwing.
Okay, that makes sense, actually.
That this version, Ricky Ricardo Grayson, is, I don't know, it seems too Jason Todd to be Dick Grayson.
See, I hear that, and I see it, kind of. But you know what it reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of when Bruce goes undercover as Matches.
Well, but this is the thing. That's Bruce going undercover. It's not Ricky burning down his secret hideout and everything.
Okay.
You know, and now we're going to get a Commissioner Gordon in a bunny costume version of Nightwing.
You like that? You like, yeah, Commissioner Gordon in a bunny costume?
I did, but I don't like this version of the book so far. Like, I'm trying, and I'm having issues with it because, on top of everything else, like, he keeps saying that he doesn't remember anything from the last 50
everything
years, right?
He doesn't remember everything.
But he selectively remembers some things that are important and not others that relate to the things. Like, he knows he's Nightwing and has this whole secret hideout that he has to destroy. But when the mugger has a gun to his head, he's completely surprised that he can just knock the guy out, you know, instinctively.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Because he knows that he's Nightwing, but he doesn't know Alfred, for one.
Yeah, and that's a lot of, yeah. You know, he says, oh, I remember, he remembers his parents, because it's like the last 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So he remembers his parents and everything, and he remembers them dying, but right after that, he would know Alfred.
Yeah.
So how does he not, I don't know. There's like a lot of stuff in this book that I think it doesn't fit right, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Well, okay, yes. I understand. We're not getting told everything because he has selective amnesia, we'll call it. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, we both have wives that have selective memory and hearing.
Nope. I'm perfect in every way.
You keep saying that until she lets you go to C2E2. But here's the thing, like, if you have that big, huge trauma thing,
yeah,
then you're going to block memories
Don't
out.
Say it. Okay. But you're going to block half of memories of partial
you're
things.
You're just going to push them out. I don't think you're able to control what you...
No, listen, if you have some kind of trauma and you're going to be like, okay, my subconscious is going to be like, I'm going to hide everything about the related trauma. Mm-hmm. Okay. How does he remember the secret hideout? How does he remember that he was Nightwing? How does he remember Barbara? How does he remember, like, any of this other ridiculous stuff?
Because it's like Sixth Sense.
Nope.
It's like second nature to him. Yes.
No.
Yes. Because he...
But just if it was second nature to him to know that he was Nightwing and that he has this base where all of his costumes are just there and all of his computer stuff and everything's there, why would he be like, oh, I'm Nightwing. I don't know what Nightwing is. Blah, 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 blah.
No, that's his thing, is he thinks that everybody likes Nightwing more than him.
Well, you know what? I do like Nightwing more than him because he is a whiny little obnoxious brat.
No, he's not like Damian. He's more like Jason Todd. You said it.
Right. And I like Jason Todd better as Jason Todd. And right now, Jason Todd is the Jason Toddiest of Jason Todds that has ever Jason Todded. So you can't, like, don't give me a crappy version of that when that version, like, the real thing is so good right now. You know?
Yeah. Like,
if there was no Red Hood book right now, maybe I would be more into this.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's like, right now, it just seems like a watered-down version of that, and I don't care about watching him driving a taxi. I don't care about him sitting drinking in a bar. None of this is interesting me to continue reading the series.
But it's Scott Liddell.
And?
Hasn't he paid off in Red Hood?
I mean, I guess.
50-50, right? Because the new 52.
Pre-rebirth. Yeah. But this book feels like the most new 52 crap that they've done in a long time.
I'm in because I have faith in him, just like I have faith in Tom King and the Heroes in Crisis thing. Now,
I'm unfamiliar with what that is.
Yeah, I know, because you don't enjoy good things.
I enjoy lots of good things.
But when it turns out to be Mr. Mitzelplick playing tricks with him,
that it's not actually Dick Grayson, it's been Mr.
Yeah, then you can say I told you so, it's stupid garbage.
Yeah.
But when it turns out awesome, well, then tell you I told you so.
At this point, and I can't say that I'm going to read it immediately when they come out, but I will definitely keep up with Nightwing more because now I'm almost pot committed to see where this ridiculous crap goes. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So I may as well stick with it and see what happens because maybe it turns around, you know, and it's not awful.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it stands right now, I would rather be reading Tom King's Batman, and I'm not reading Tom King's Batman.
Yeah, we know. So what you're saying is basically one line, you'd rather have Dick than Rick, right? Yeah. Okay.
You're not getting that sound bite for an intro.
It's not going to be an intro. I'm just saying. All you had to do is say yes, because that's basically what you're saying.
Doesn't matter, because even if I said yes, then you'd be like, perfect, clip it and put it there. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
I do not like Rick. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it that it's a new way, yes. Some of it feels Jason Toddish, but I think for me, I'm looking at it more like Matches Malone style than.
So you think this entire thing is just an undercover setup?
No, I didn't say that. I think he's trying to find himself again, kind of like, you know, when for the last couple of years, writers tried to find him and his voice. I think this is a new, like, everybody's going towards the feelings and the feels in the mental health aspect of everything. And I think this is, I mean, if you think about it, look, you have Superman, and then we're not talking to Heroes in Crisis here. You have Superman, and he is lost and keeping himself busy because Lois and John are off Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have Batman, who's emotionally a wreck because Catwoman said, not today, right? And then,
I hear.
Yeah. And so then you got Jason Todd, who's been the, whatever you said, the most Jason Todd of Jason Todds that's ever Jason Todded.
Yep.
Right. And then you got Damian, who's going around killing people. And you got Flash fighting with himself.
Yeah.
Or not himself, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
And you got the Titans crumbling because Arsenal died. So the big theme has been mental health relatable issues. And since we started this like 150,000 episodes ago, that's one thing that you haven't liked that I've liked.
I thought you were going to say one thing we've highlighted is that we are both mentally ill.
Well, I mean, that's probably a given after half of the first episode, but because you want your superheroes to be superhero-y, and I want my superheroes to be relatable.
See, and it's funny because I really enjoy like the relatable books that are not superhero books.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Royal City and stuff like that. I really like that stuff, but I don't know. I don't want that to be my superheroes because that doesn't make them superheroes.
But okay. Makes sense. I mean, yeah. We're not going to argue about it because we both where we're at.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, I'm going to argue.
Well, I mean, you're going to argue because that's what you do. But I still think that this is a decent book, and right now we're at the Y intersection, and we can go Jason Todd route, or we can do our own thing route.
See, but this is the other thing. I don't get why it's always got to be Dick Grayson. For the last, like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years, why is he always got to be, like, totally screwed around with?
Because he's the sidekick that's actually more established than anybody else.
But this is the thing.
Would you rather have it be Cyborg?
No, please. I would never read it, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
First of all, you have Dick Grayson, who was the best Batman. Then, all of a sudden, at the end of, you know, he's back to being Nightwing because Batman's back. And thing goes within 52. Forever Evil, they kill Dick Grayson to stop the bomb thing, but they revive him right after, but he's got to pretend to not be alive because of whatever. So he goes into Spiral, which is why we get the Grayson book. So then he's there, and then he finally comes back, and he's Nightwing again. And then it's like, yeah, forget it. We're only going to give that to you for a little bit, and now he's not Nightwing anymore. So screw all you Nightwing lovers. And that's just annoying.
Well, okay, because when he was doing Nightwing things, you didn't enjoy the book either, though.
Sure I did.
No, you didn't. You didn't like it when he was dating and gonna marry Defacer, or they were gonna have a kid or whatever?
I liked it. I wasn't my favorite, but I enjoyed it. I liked it because it was Nightwing, and okay. It wasn't, you know, I don't know. I'm not gonna go back and list all the episodes.
Well, I understand that, but I don't know. I guess I like it because it's a new direction. Because unlike you, even though it's Tom King, I didn't enjoy the spy stuff as much.
Well, it wasn't mostly him. It was Tim Seeley.
Well, okay. But you know what I'm saying.
Nope.
Yes, you do. All right.
Yeah, I guess.
So you're going to hate read it to see where it goes.
Yep. That is exactly what it is. And believe me, I will tell you every time reading it because you will just get a flurry of text messages or like you know, something.
All right,
every
so
single time, something makes no sense at all.
Okay, so what else? What book do you want to go to from there?
I don't think I read anything else. I spent a lot of time catching up on those.
On
two.
Nightwing, okay.
Yeah, Nightwing and Teen Titans. That I didn't get to more recent stuff.
Okay, well, I didn't watch Titans yet.
You didn't watch Titans?
Look, I was drunk at a football game.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I was drunk doing yard work.
and then realized you were still at the football game. The police had to escort you home.
And then I went to Hooters. And then here we are. So, oh my goodness. Okay, but you can talk about it. I don't care. I'm going to watch it.
I don't want to give anything away, but like you get a lot of Raven backstory in this episode.
Okay.
At the same time, you get like a little bit more Dick Grayson backstory, and you also start to find out more about Starfire.
And Beast Boy, or no?
Beast Boy goes up. Not a lot, but he's there.
Oh.
He's at like a roller arcade.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, that's what he would do.
Yep. And apparently he's very good at whatever pinball game Dave is playing, because he's giving her pointers.
So, but, did this episode solidify you into loving it just as much?
Oh, yeah. Every episode gets better.
Okay.
There was a lot of good stuff in this one. I really enjoyed the Raven stuff because you think it's going one way and it completely, it's just like, yep, nope.
M. Night Shyamalan, yeah?
No, because it does it well.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. It doesn't like try and swerve you. You know, pretty much you can see everything coming way before it happens. But it's nice to see how a lot of it fits together, especially at the end of the last episode where you have Starfire coming to rescue Raven. And you're right. Or was that just the beginning of this episode?
She didn't show up in episode 2. That was Hawk and Dove.
So it was way beginning of this episode.
Okay. Well, you knew from episode 1 that she needed to go find her.
Right. Yeah. So she finally catches up to her, and then you kind of see
the team get together.
Intertwined with Raven's backstory, you get some of Starfire because like paths crossed at some point.
Okay.
So it's interesting. And her and real Dick Grayson.
Was there a fake Dick Grayson?
Yeah, the one in the comics.
Oh.
Their relationship is interesting.
Whose relationship?
Dick and Starfire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see where they go with a lot of that stuff. But, you know, like towards the end of this episode, it's basically like a trio now. And Beast Boy is somewhere nearby. And, yeah.
Okay.
And also, they did show, it wasn't in this episode, but they did show a quick clip in the scenes for the next episode. I believe this is the Doom Patrol episode.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Two, you did see Beast Boy. You know, we were talking how he's only got green hair and not green skin, but he's green animals.
Yeah.
There was one quick clip where he's standing there, and his skin turns green before, I don't remember him like morphing into an animal, but he does turn green at some point. So I don't know if it's something that he kind of controls, like he can make himself not green when he's hanging around people.
Okay.
I'm assuming they'll explain it, but I know you were saying that bugged you a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
So it does happen.
Well, that's cool. So,
yeah.
Have you looked at any of the comics on the app?
You know what? I have not. I will tell you why. Because my app is acting up like a sumbitch.
All right.
I'm not happy. Friday, I go to watch the new episode of Titans. You know, my kids are asleep. My wife is grading papers. And I'm like, I'm going to watch the new episode of Titans. So I flip on my Apple TV. I load up the DC Universe app. And I cannot move the cursor from the top part of the screen to get down to where any of this is. So I close it out. I reboot the Apple TV. I try it again and nothing. So I go, So I uninstall the DC Universe app and I reinstall DC Universe app. And I try and remember what my freaking password is for the goddamn thing. And then I reset my password. And then I finally logged into the thing and I still could not move the cursor from the top part of the screen down to where anything was. So I'm like, all right, maybe it's just the Apple TV remote. I have an iPhone. So I have the remote app on my phone. So I open that up and it's the same thing. I cannot navigate the app at all on my Apple TV. So then I realize, you know what? I have this on my phone. I'm going to start to play it on my phone and I will just fling it over to the TV, play it through the Apple TV itself. That worked. But like 6 minutes into the episode just stops and it closes the app. So that was pretty exciting.
So then you have to start it all over or do you have to watch that 6 minutes again?
Well, no, I reloaded it and then I was able to, from my phone, skip the first 6 minutes. Like I fast forwarded up to where I was. And I was able to get probably about 45 minutes into the episode before it did that again.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I then, you know, again, loaded it up, and I was able to watch the end. I did a second time. I was able to start it on my phone and stream it to the TV, and it worked perfectly fine when I watched it on my second watch.
Okay.
But man, I don't know if it was because on Friday they were getting hit with a lot of people trying to watch it. I have no idea what possibly could have been causing this problem, but the entire app is completely useless on the Apple TV. And on Sunday morning, I tried to go onto the app again, and it did the same thing. I cannot, like, at the top of the screen where there's, like, you know, the account settings and whatever, I cannot bring it down to the actual app itself. Yep.
And, of course, you know, we have listeners that's going to be like, because it's Apple, blah, blah, blah. No. Yeah. You've had this in beta mode for a while, mm-hmm. so.
And I have never had this problem up until this Friday. Okay. You know, I mean, I had the app day one. I had the app on my, you know, on the Apple TV, and I've watched a ton of older stuff. And now with this, it's giving me problems. Mm. You know, luckily I've got ways around it with my phone. I also have the app on my tablet, which is an Android tablet, so I can watch it there.
Have you added them?
What do you mean?
And ask them if, like, on Twitter?
No, I haven't.
And then, because, you know, numeral signed them and said, fix my app?
No, because I figured I'd wait and see, you know, if it was like a one or two time only thing and, like, all of a sudden it works again.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see what happens this week with the new episode. But if it happens again this week, I will definitely be getting in touch with them.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I can watch it on my phone, which is stupid. I can watch it on my tablet, but, like, the first time I watch it, I like to watch it on the big TV.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So, also, I'm waiting for a PlayStation app.
Yeah.
That
would make things a lot simpler.
You know, I mean, it at least gives me another option.
I'm waiting on the Fire Stick app or an Amazon app.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? If I can put it on my smart TV.
Maybe.
I'll have to see if that's there.
Because either I'm watching the apps on the PlayStation or I'm watching the apps on the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
Depending on what we do.
Yeah.
Or where we're at watching TV.
Yeah, I mean, so. I also have a big computer monitor that I could watch it on too, but I sit at a computer desk all the time. I'd rather just, like,
exactly
lay down on the couch and watch the TV.
Yeah.
So.
There was that one thing I tagged you in. Did you read that article?
Oh, was it about Bruce Wayne on Titans?
Yeah.
I didn't read the whole thing. I read the gist of it, and I forgot to read it again. But basically, they're saying because of the two scenes in this episode, one of them where you see the back of his head and literally nothing else, and another one where he's standing in a shadowy hallway in a door that you barely see his body, that they know who the actor is that's playing it.
Which is what?
They say that it's the guy from I just forgot the show.
I mean, what's the big is that what the article was saying?
Yeah,
because I thought they were talking about bringing him to the DCU or whatever.
No, they're saying, like, Bruce. You know, we were talking before about how we wonder if Batman or Bruce Wayne's going to show up on the show.
Yeah, besides like his hand.
Yeah, he showed up on the show. There was like one scene where Dick Grayson was a kid and he was talking to, I don't know if it was a detective or a psychologist or something, about his parents.
Uh-huh.
And it pulls out from that and you see behind like a two-way mirror, there's a guy standing in like a suit with an overcoat watching. Literally just the back of his head. You see nothing else.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously it's Bruce Wayne, but you don't see any facial features. It was a very generic, you know, haircut, everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's another scene where Dick is up in his room and he sees, like, there's a note from Bruce and he reads the note. And then, like, as he's reading it, Bruce, like, walks. You know, I mean, it's a gigantic house and the bedroom is enormous and he's like 100 feet away in the hallway in the shadow. And you just see a figure stand there and, like, watch him reading the note. And the article is like, oh, it's absolutely so-and-so the actor. Like, what?
Well, that's kind of stalker creepy-ish, right?
Yeah, that was like, it was one of the weird things I felt about this episode. Like,
okay,
he was just hanging out waiting for him to read this note that he wrote him before he like stands there in the hall. I'm like, what? That made no sense.
Before Dick goes out and does Jason Todd things.
Yeah.
Which you're okay with this, but not in the comic book.
TV show, because it's a TV show and it's a different thing.
But, like, we're going to get Jason Todd too. Yeah. So how's Jason Todd going to act?
I don't know. He's going to be like a gymnast and who knows?
Why would he be a gymnast?
I'm kidding. Jesus.
He needs to be the thug, the smartass guy.
Yeah.
You know who I wish we would get?
Damien, because he's your favorite?
No. Jericho.
Nah.
Why not?
Not yet.
I want him to have big old mutton chops and a big old white fro. Big kinky curly hair. That'd be awesome. I mean, we're going to get Donna Troy, so.
Yeah. You know what I'm hoping for?
What?
I'm hoping that they rethink this whole cyborg thing and they don't do it.
What do you mean?
That he does not show up.
He'll show up with, what's the name though? Doom Patrol.
Which one? Yeah, I know, but he wasn't in any of the promo stuff. Well, so I'm hoping he doesn't.
I don't even know if they released the actor for Cyborg, have they?
To be honest, I don't remember seeing anything. Yeah. But at the same time, anytime Cyborg gets mentioned somewhere, my eyes just kind of glaze over and I pay no attention to anything else.
Maybe Beast Boy's sitting on the couch in the Titans Tower and he's playing a video game and you see a shadowy figure there.
In the hallway behind him.
Yeah.
And people are like, I know the actor. It's the guy from Into the Badlands.
And he's playing Mortal Kombat and he's getting ready to win. And then all of a sudden, booyah! And then Beast Boy loses.
No.
No?
Nope.
All right. Well, I tried to make it sound cool, but, you know.
It doesn't make any of it cool.
So, besides Titans, because obviously you're three episodes in and you're liking it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and
we already know that we like Young Justice, so we know what it's going to be about.
Yes.
What about the other new stuff?
Well,
has this gave you faith that the other stuff's going to be good too?
Well, I mean, based on the quality of Titans,
yeah,
I would say absolutely. That, I mean, at first I was a little nervous, you know, if it was going to be like CW-ish or.
It is kind of CW-ish, right?
But.
CW meets Netflix style?
I don't really think so, because it's not like, at least not yet, it's not silly relationship drama.
Well, okay. But I meant like cheesy effects is what I meant. I didn't mean the drama part of it.
I don't think it's that bad.
No, I don't think it's that bad either. So would you say it's more Netflix-ish show than CW show? Yeah,
I would definitely say that this is on par with the, like, quality-wise, with the Marvel Netflix shows, for sure.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, it has that same kind of gritty, dark, street-level feel.
So, like when Doom Patrol starts, or Swamp Thing, because I'm looking...
I think Swamp Thing is going to be way dark.
That's... With Matt Ryan.
Oh, I hope.
That'd be awesome, right?
Yeah, but he's too busy filming whatever it is.
Legends of Tomorrow?
Yeah, Legends of Tomorrow. Couldn't even show up at Comic-Con, even though he was supposed to be there. Garbage.
Well, I'd rather him not show up at NYCC and show up in Swamp Thing.
I guess, but you couldn't ask him if he was going to be in Swamp Thing if he wasn't there for me to ask questions.
Well, you can tweet him.
Yeah, but this way, you have a whole room full of people going, oh, and maybe he'll let something slip. Or say, I wish that I could, or something.
Yeah, or wait and see.
Yeah, but waiting for suckers. You know.
All right.
It's 1997, Ronnie. We got the world at our fingertips.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm glad we don't have social media back then.
Oh, seriously. Absolutely, because
yeah,
you would have been in jail.
Yeah, or dead.
I'm curious to see how they're going to do the Doom Patrol in the next episode. But I mean, Hawk and Dove were awesome, so I think it's going to be kind of cool.
See, I think from what we've seen so far, I think Doom Patrol will have the same feel, right, as Titans, like the dark, grittier style.
Right.
But I'm hoping that
Swamp Thing
will have the more like darker horror suspense element of it.
That's my assumption.
Because, I mean, if you're going to make it R, then make it R for a reason, not just because people go around dropping F-bombs and whatever.
Right. Yeah, no, I completely agree.
So, and then I guess the Harley Quinn animated.
I don't really care about that, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, will I watch it? I don't know.
Yeah. You're going to watch the first episode at least. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'll check it out, but I don't really care.
What else have they announced?
Like I said last week, I thought that they announced the Hawk and Dove, but apparently they didn't. I'm completely insane. Mm-hmm. What else did they announce? I don't remember. I think it was really just those five for now.
Yeah, for now. Have you been watching the DC Daily thing on there or no?
No, I haven't. Last week was the first week I've not been working like a lunatic in a long time. So I've actually been like spending family time. So
I gotcha.
But now that I'm sick of all of them again, I can go back to watching, reading more comics and watching stuff. No, also I got like two more weeks of my kid's soccer season, except for playoffs. So it might go longer, but like in a couple weeks, everything that's been taking all of my time won't be there. Like I'm not working 13-hour days and I'm not going directly from work to soccer for 3 hours. So I should be able to do a lot more reading / watching, you know, and if the DC Daily stuff, I guess it's not like super crazy. So I could probably just be like, hey kids, I'm going to watch some of this stuff. Come sit with me.
Yeah. Right.
And I also don't know. We'll watch Wonder Woman 77.
Is there a book that came out that you're looking forward to this week?
This coming week?
Yeah. As in yesterday.
I think there's the new Aquaman thing kicks off, right? What is it called? The Aquaman Damned Earth or something?
The Jason Momoa version?
Yeah. I'm curious to see how they're going to ruin Aquaman after making him super interesting for the last while. Justice League Dark Wonder Woman. That whole thing's coming out. I'm kind of interested in that.
Crisis.
Yeah, Here's the Crisis is out this week.
Yeah.
And
then, of course, the...
Oh, there's Batman Secret Files, too, right? Is that this week or next week?
I thought it was next week. It could be this week.
I think it comes out yesterday.
You think so?
I think so.
Because I thought it came out.
I will let you know next week how good it was.
Yes, because it's Halloween. It's the day after Halloween.
Yeah.
Yay. So, do you have a comic that you read for Halloween? Like, in the spirit of Halloween?
Not really. Didn't we do that last year? We picked a bunch of comics for Halloween or for something?
Yeah, we did. But I was just curious.
No, I mean, I know we have a mutual friend who's reading whatever.
Long Halloween?
Yeah, Long Halloween again.
Yep, that'd be Jay, right?
Yeah, but I don't really... There's nothing really that I go out of my way to specifically read at Halloween time.
Yeah, I might crack open the Alan Moore hardcover.
Oh.
And read some Swamp Saga.
Cool.
But I don't know. I mean, it's also Wednesday in the middle of the week, so I'll probably fall asleep as well.
Yeah. Nope.
Just like any other regular day.
I'll be out trick-or-treating with my children who are dressed as Marvel superheroes. Yeah.
Which ones are they? Black Panther?
And Spider-Man. They were going to be Spider-Man and Venom, but something happened and the Venom costume that we got ended up being like not a size 4 or whatever it is, but it was for a size 3/4-year-old. My son opens the package and holds it up and goes, I don't think this is gonna fit. So we had to return it, and they didn't have any Venom costumes in his size, so he decided to go as Black Panther instead. Yeah.
You could have kept it, and Gary could have went as Venom.
Could have, but Pickles has an orange vest that he wears when it gets really chilly outside, so he will put that on and go as Marty McFly.
Awesome.
And Gary's not going to get a costume. He doesn't need a costume because he's so intimidating without a costume that if you put him in something, it would just be ridiculous.
Well, that's the whole point of Halloween, to be ridiculous.
No. He wears costumes on a normal day. That's what he does. That's how he rolls.
Huh.
Not really. He doesn't like costumes. Pickles makes fun of him for wearing costumes, so he's not going to do it. He bows to peer pressure.
It's kind of disappointing. But at least Pickles can be Marty McFly, though.
Yeah, it's been like I don't know, 8 years running.
So is there anything else that you want to talk about before we wrap her up?
I don't think so. I'm just going to eat gummy bears. Yeah, no, you got anything else?
No, I'm pretty good.
Cool. Next week we'll have two episodes of Titans to talk about.
Yeah. It'll be double Titans.
Yeah. Awesome. So, well, thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. If you would like to get in touch with me on Twitter, you can at Aaron S. Bell.
And I'm at Rombar316.
The show is at DC_Absolute, and you can email the show at AbsoluteDCPodcast@gmail.com. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Well, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. Totally confused. Shut up. I hate you. Forget it. Podcast over. Shut up. You're not my real dad.